Three new schools in the Syracuse City School District will be opening their doors today for the first day of classes. Delaware Primary and the Public Service Leadership Academy at Fowler are the new iterations of Fowler High School and Delaware Elementary, which were closed after they failed to raise academic performance over the last 3 years. A third school that will be phased out because of poor performance is Hughes Elementary. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that school will be replaced by the Syracuse Latin School, which will cater to gifted and talented students.
Principal Kelly Maynard says she knew she was getting some inquisitive kids after meeting one of the first students accepted at Syracuse's new Latin school.
So one little boy came in and he said, I need you to know that we have a weed problem outside by the playground. He's just going into kindergarten. I said, oh, okay, well... I said, thank you for letting me know, and we will make sure to get somebody on there right away.
The Latin school will offer accelerated instructional programs and a challenging liberal arts program to the students who get in. Almost 200 families applied. 85 students have been accepted and enrolled. The school right now consists of two kindergarten and two first grade classrooms on the bottom floor of the Hughes K-8 school on Syracuse's east side. As time goes on, the school will grow by one grade level a year until Hughes is gradually phased out and the K-5 Latin school occupies the whole building. At first glance, classrooms look typical, with primary colors on the walls and floors and bins full of books and school supplies. But kindergarten teacher Christina McConnell is looking forward to taking exceptional kids to the next level.
I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different students, English language learners, students with special needs. But what I found, especially in this district, is that a lot of the students that are above level are the ones that aren't being, the instruction is not being differentiated for them, and they're not being targeted. So, they're meeting the standard, so they're kind of ignored and they don't have the opportunity to really be pushed and challenged more.
Maynard says that push will come in the form of the district's regular curriculum, but also something called core knowledge,
which really utilizes a deep and rich content to teach reading skills. So kids will have the opportunity to learn about ancient Chinese history, different scientific concepts, all while learning and practicing their reading skills.
They'll also get Spanish instruction, and much of their time will be spent on special projects.
For example, kindergarten, their first project is going to be a STEM-based project where the class will be making predictions around what they might need to build a particular structure and how tall it could be, how much weight it could hold. And they'll make those predictions. They'll actually build it. They'll test it out.
Maynard says the students are representative of the district. They come from all parts of the city, but the thing they have in common is they're academically above the level of the average kindergartner or first grader in the Syracuse City School District.
We're hoping that we can really tap into the talents that they have, the background knowledge that they have, their academic level that they're currently at, to be able to take and move them further than they may have gone otherwise.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.